What a beautiful gift of song. Thank you all. And with that, we come to our time of communion, where we gather at Christ's table as one body and one people, united by one Holy Spirit of God. And so I invite to the table, as Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. And now I say, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is a right and good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he in the highest.
Blessed
is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he likewise took a cup, again giving thanks to God, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving. As a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. I would like to invite Bill Lazarte forward to help us serve. And Bill, can you bring that trash can with you? My friends, the body of Christ, broken for us as we share this holy meal together. And my friends, the blood of Christ, poured out for us and all people for the forgiveness of sins. Let us gather and feast together as one body in Christ.
Thank you.
friends, will you join me in our prayer after receiving? Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. May we who drink his cup bring life to others. May we who are lit by your Spirit give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, that we may do your work and praise your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now I invite you to stand for our closing hymn, number 451, Be Thou My Vision, and may this be our prayer on this Pentecost Sunday.